This is your week in review from the office of Beta Control. Today, we're on location at the central office for an update on Measuring Day with field reporter Hannah Quinn, an education update with studio reporter Kristen Bellflower. And now, from our anchor desk at the office of Beta Control, it's Amanda Swanson with today's daily update.
Hello, and good morning. I'm Amanda Swanson, and this is the 10 a.m. report from the office of Beta Control. All the latest updates from OBC, offering you everything you need to know to keep your betas in line. It's a busy day and we've got a lot to cover. Starting with our reporter in the field, Hannah Quinn. It's a big day today, isn't it, Hannah?
That's right, Amanda. I'm coming to you live from the central office and already you can see a line is forming as women queue up for Measuring Day.
One of the most exciting days of the year. One of our oldest traditions, right?
It goes all the way back to the founding of the colony, Amanda. Each year, the men are brought here for an official measuring and then sorted into one of three groups. Those measuring over 6 inches are selected as alphas.
What some people call the pleasure slaves, right?
Well, they sure do, Amanda. But here at the OBC, we try to stick to the official designations. While they will be trained to provide for pleasure of the women of the colony, they do have other duties as well.
I am sure they do, Hannah.
Of course, those who don't quite measure up get assigned to the OBC, the Office of Beta Control.
And that is where they get logged into chastity?
Exactly, Amanda. Our screeners will then take a series of advanced measurements and have them fitted with a chastity device that will ensure that they are incapable of any kind of manual stimulation.
You are referring, of course, to masturbation.
Indeed I am, Amanda. No more rubbing and tugging for our beta males. Now, those under 3 inches are assigned to the farm where they will be kept as slaves, working 18-hour days to provide for the colony.
Not a good day to have a small cock, is it?
No, it is not.
Now, tell me about these lines. Is every male accompanied by a female?
That they are, Amanda. In some cases, a family member, such as an older sister. In other cases, it is a girlfriend or a classmate. Since it is illegal for any of the men to discuss or show their cocks to anyone prior to measuring day, it is an exciting time for everyone involved. Excuse me, Hannah Quinn, OBC News. Can I speak to you for a moment?
Oh, hi. Sure.
So, measuring day, am I right? And tell me, who is this?
This is Kevin. We've known each other since grade school. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see, you know, what he's got in there.
Are you hoping for anything special?
Well, I know a lot of girls are hoping for an alpha. I mean, who can blame them? But I've actually dreamed of being able to lock a boy up ever since we learned about it in school.
So, you are hoping for a beta, then?
I am. Who wouldn't want to keep a cute boy like this all locked up? We spend all that time in those classes learning about teasing and denial and how to keep a boy in chastity. What's the point if you're just going to send them off to a farm or keep them in one of those pleasure booths?
You make an excellent point. Well, good luck to you and Kevin both, and happy Measuring Day.
Happy Measuring Day.
Well, there you have it, Amanda. Judging from the reactions in this group, chastity is really what these girls are looking for. Let's hope we get to see lots of boys locked up and lots of girls' dreams come true. From the central office, I am Hannah Quinn. Back to you, Amanda.
Thanks, Hannah, for that report. If you haven't scheduled your appointment for Measuring Day at the central office, starting at 3 today, you can arrive for a walk-in appointment. Let's make sure all our boys are measured today. If you know of a male who doesn't have an escort to accompany him, please contact our office and we can provide one. Turning to other news, today also marks the first day of Men's History Month, where we celebrate the achievements of men in our community. Apart from being our farmers and factory workers, many men in the colony have distinguished themselves with individual achievements. Mr. Samantha Lewis learned from an early age how to wash, dry, fold, and store women's clothes, and his groundbreaking inventions in both techniques and tools led to a revolution in men's housework. By creating a system of folding and storage for different articles of clothing, he was able to reduce time spent on laundry significantly, allowing men more time to cook, take care of household tasks, and tend to their owners' needs. Today, we celebrate innovation in housework, cleaning, and laundry. It is really hard to imagine where we would be today without the innovations of Miss Lewis's property. Tomorrow, we will feature another boy. Oh, excuse me, man, as part of our celebration of Men's History Month. Now, we go live in studio to Kristen Bellflower, who's going to fill us in on some of the workshops and seminars happening this week. It sure looks like a great week for classes, Kristen, especially just after Measuring Day.
It sure is, Amanda. First up at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, this is a treat. We have Kimberly Klein, our resident queen of milking, giving her seminar, How to Milk Your Man. This seminar will go through both the physical and psychological aspects of prostate massages, milking, and even ruined orgasms for those who like to add a little excitement to milking day. Essential for any new beta owners and highly recommended for anyone who currently owns a beta and just wants a refresher.
I know I go every year and I always feel like I pick up something new.
That's some good advice, Amanda. Wednesday is Connie Michael's day-long workshop on control and discipline. Connie has asked us to note that this is a hands-on workshop, so you will be expected to bring at least one beta with you. Unlike past years, they won't be providing betas for the class, so make sure you have yours available. Thursday is Stephanie Swanson's seminar on teaching your beta oral service.
Full disclosure, that's my little sister. So proud of her.
With good reason. Just the description alone is enough to get this field reporter all hot and bothered. And Friday, we have our monthly owner roundtable, where some of the veteran beta owners and trainers share their insight, experiences, tips, and tricks for getting the most out of your property.
Thank you, Kristen. What a lineup. I know I'll be checking all of those events out. Finally, we have our weekly roundup of beta punishments. 4 cases of attempted chastity tampering: Angela's Curtis, Holly's David, Kimber's Anthony, and Honey's Stephen. For the next 4 days, each will spend 8 hours in public stockades. Regular spanking implements will be available, and any woman in the colony may inflict public discipline. This is an excellent opportunity for some of the new women to learn proper technique, especially if this is their first measuring day. On a more serious note, Donna's Justin has been reported for having his 3rd instance of back talk and will be forced to wear a steel punishment gag for a full week. It will only be removed at feeding time. Rejoining the colony tomorrow is Heather's Dante, who is back from his 2-week treatment in cold, wet sheet discipline, with reports of a new attitude and complete change in behavior. As usual, any of the boys caught trying to masturbate will be recognized by the large M written on their foreheads. Likewise, please note that any boys wearing horsehair breeches are being disciplined for a variety of offenses, which can range from sass and backtalk to inappropriate touching. Please feel free to lecture, scold, and humiliate them as you see fit. It isn't just for fun. It is your duty. And now you are up to date with the OBC. Until tomorrow, I'm Amanda Swanson, and let's all remember to keep those betas in line, girls.